Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pink's Prosperity Podcast, episode 3, where we talk about all things self-improvement. I'm your host, Pink. So, a couple of announcements for this episode is, as of the time of this recording, there is a new Instagram at Pink's Prosperity Podcast and a new email at pinksprosperitypodcast@gmail.com. And guys, I basically set these up for if you have any questions or comments or concerns, or if you want to be on the podcast or you have anything that you want to suggest, then please reach out, DM me, send me an email, and I'll check those out and I'll answer and try to incorporate it. Another thing, I'm still looking for an editor to develop short TikTok style videos. I think with the Instagram, and soon I'll make a TikTok, and then there's a YouTube channel. I want to be able to post those short style videos because I think that'll be crucial with growing the channel and growing the podcast and really getting it out there for people to hear. Another thing is I don't have a mic yet, still talking into voice memos, which I think is hilarious. And another thing is if you guys want to build or help build a new cover for the podcast, then please let me know and send me a DM on Instagram or an email, and yeah, let's do that. I'm still trying to find the balance between professionalism and being personable. I think the last two episodes were a bit on the two opposite sides of the spectrum. The first episode was extremely scripted, and the second episode, I kind of just sat here and spoke what was on my mind. So I'm trying to find the balance. Bear with me. With that being said, for this episode, I did a little bit more homework. And I did a little bit more preparation. So let's get started. A little recap from last episode. We talked about the first step towards prosperity, and that step was putting everything in your calendar and why that's so important. And today's episode, we're going to be talking kind of on the lines of that a little bit. You'll see what I mean here later. But one thing I do want to say is if you haven't started putting things in your calendar yet, that's okay. Just start it now. But prosperity step 1 and 2, so last episode and this episode's steps, are kind of interchangeable. So you can do them at the same time. You can start one before the other. It's okay. Just what's important is that you start and that you are consistent. So, on to prosperity step number 2. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you guys a little bit of a backstory and then kind of get into why you should do this thing and how it's going to benefit you. So here we go. A long time ago, not really that long ago, but in high school, I had an experience where all of my friends, acquaintances, everybody around me got into chess really, really heavily. And I kind of got in it too a little bit. I learned the rules, but I didn't really care for it that much. And one of the reasons, probably the biggest reason for that, is I would get absolutely destroyed by my friends who were good. And that is because they didn't really care about helping me learn or making me better at all. They just cared about making me look like an idiot. And that made me really frustrated because I am a very competitive person. And getting embarrassed and all my friends or acquaintances being like, oh, Haston fell for this and he got checkmated in three moves. It was just very frustrating and honestly made me hate the game. So I stopped playing in general. That was around my sophomore year in high school. Junior and senior year, I really didn't play at all. Fast forward a little bit to my first semester of my freshman year of college. It's a little side note. But one of my close friends from elementary school through high school was one of my three roommates. We live in a quad apartment style dorm. And at the second semester, so right after Christmas, we actually both became RAs in the same dorm we were already living in. We had just moved floors into different rooms and got new roommates. And the RA situation at this dorm, in most dorms, an RA gets their own personal room, but because the dorm I'm at has their quads, there's four like bedrooms per apartment, along with a kitchen and bathroom and living room and stuff. So because they're a little bit bigger than the average dorm, there are two RAs who live in these rooms. So it's basically each RA gets two bedrooms, so which is why I have a bedroom and an office. But that's just a little bit of that situation. When we became RAs, his new roommate was a senior who played a lot of chess. As they started living together, he played a lot of chess with his roommate, and my original roommate had become pretty decent. Around this time, he had gotten me back into playing, and I was enjoying it because we were around the same level. But after a few weeks of playing each other, he had gotten a bit better than me because he was being coached by his new roommate, who was a pretty good chess player. And this was not as frustrating, but I didn't like losing. So I was definitely more motivated to play. Also, during the second semester of my freshman year, I had a biology lab with a kid who went to my high school, but we didn't really know each other. We knew each other existed, but had never really talked before. We officially met and started talking during this lab because we ended up being lab partners. Which is kind of funny. I was sitting there the first day and he came in late. He was like, Haston? I was like, wait a minute, I know you. And then he's like, do you care if I sit here? And I was like, yeah, sure, dude. anyway. So we ended up being lab partners and it happened so that our schedules lined up. So after the lab we had together, we had about 2 hours between our next classes. So every single week after our lab, we would go get coffee and play chess for about 2 hours, which is pretty crazy. And a thing to note is that we only drank black coffee. You should only drink black coffee if you drink coffee. You should not drink the lattes and sugary BS. Yeah, so we can talk about that on another episode. But yeah, drink black coffee if you decide to drink coffee. Another thing is he was really, really good at chess. He played a lot. He plays tournaments and is in all kinds of stuff. So I would get absolutely smacked. He would beat me every single game during these coffee and chess sessions. He was really good compared to both me and all of my other friends who I thought were good. However, getting beat every single game was not really frustrating at all. And why, might you ask? Because I'm very competitive, and when I first started playing back in high school, I got really frustrated because I was just like getting smacked and then getting made fun of. This is why after every single game, my new friends would go back through our game with me and actually review every move I made and explain how and why I capitalized on it. And after a few weeks of this, I absolutely fell in love with chess. It was really awesome being able to see how good I got so quickly because of just simply him helping me go back through, understanding what I did wrong and what I can do to better next time. So I started playing a lot more. And it's awesome. By the way, chess is the absolute best game ever created, period. There's so many benefits. There's so many parallels. It is just an absolute awesome game. And we're going to talk about some of the benefits of chess and why you should start playing. Number one is chess is an individual sport. Now, there is going to be some controversy to this, but this is just my opinion, so I'm going to say what I want to say. It's my podcast. I'm going to say what I want to say. The system is designed for your children and for children to play primarily team sports because they want your children to be reliant on a team. They don't want your children to think for themselves. They don't want children to do things for themselves. They want them to be reliant on somebody. They teach them this at a very, very young age. One of the ways, in my opinion, is through team sports. Now, team sports do have some benefits. You can't just disregard some of the benefits that team sports do have. However, I thought it was really interesting when I was doing my homework for this and I was going through some studies and stuff on trying to find why individual sports can be better than team sports. And it was really funny that I found almost nothing. I always found how team sports are great for young children because they're great for building social backgrounds and friends and building confidence. And I personally think that's a load of BS. Because most kids only grow up ever playing team sports. In my case, I was on team sports such as football, basketball, baseball, and soccer. Just the classic ones, played them all the way throughout high school, not soccer, but from little kid to high school, football, basketball, and baseball. And you know, one of the things that a lot of the kids learn on team sports is to be reliant on a team. And that is ridiculous. Because it was like, even, you know, when we were younger, it happened a lot. But even when we were gotten older, it was like if we lost a game, then it was always somebody else's fault. There was never any accountability. And I think that is a absolute terrible way to live your life. And nobody should be raised that way. And chess is a great way to learn how to be otherwise because you can learn that your consequences, or my apologies, that your actions have consequences and that you can't just do something wrong, lose the game, and then it be somebody else's fault. That is horrible. It disgusts me. With that being said, we'll move on to benefit number two. Benefit number two is going to be developing resilience. And how does this apply to your everyday life? So, when you're playing chess, and hypothetical example, you blunder your queen. But it's okay because you didn't lose the game. You just lost your queen, your most powerful piece. What do? You disregard that you lost the queen. You have to look at your current situation, totally forget about you, you're the queen, totally forget about the queen. look at your current situation and determine what is my best point of action or my best move to better my current position. And guys, that is exactly a parallel to everyday life. Something bad happens, you know, bad things happen to everybody. And when something bad happens, it is extremely important that you just disregard it, totally disregard it. You look at your current situation, you determine what move is going to make your position better in life, and you have to take that move. You have to make that action. You have to change that habit. It is extremely crucial when developing yourself and when trying to make yourself better. Now, number three, what is going to be developing pattern recognition. Now, I think this is an extremely important one because when paired with your calendar or new Google Calendar, after listening to last week's episode, you will become much better at analyzing your days, weeks, and months. And with some practice, you will soon get very good at analyzing your past and making corrections that are in favor of your future. This speaks for itself on how important this is. In chess, you are constantly developing patterns for yourself, for your opponent, for other games you just watch. And that is very important when looking at yourself from a bird's eye view and you're looking at your life, when you're looking at your calendar. With a little bit of practice, you will get very, very good at being able to determine, hey, I'm wasting this much time doing this thing per week. Hey, I'm spending too much time socially with my friends. I'm spending too much time playing video games. I'm not spending enough time reading. Or I could squeeze out a little bit of time here to do homework or to study or to learn a new skill. So I think that is extremely important. Number four is going to be strengthening logical decision making. This is pretty self-explanatory, but in chess, you have to make logical decisions all the time. This is important for everyday life because if you're not thinking logically, you can mess your life up pretty fast. It's always important to think logically and think outside the box so you can determine where you need to go to better yourself at maximum efficiency. Number five is going to be short-term development, short-term memory development. This is also self-explanatory, but I think it is important just using parts of your brain that you don't use often. And you know, with TikTok and all these, the new style of social media, which is short videos, short attention span videos, it's killing our short-term memory development. It is absolutely killing it because we look at a video, swipe, what was the video about? We have no idea because it wasn't interesting instantly. It wasn't instantly interesting, so we skipped it. Guys, that is ridiculous. We have to get away from that. That's why I included short-term memory development in this list. The last benefit we're going to talk about today is that anybody can play and become good at chess. I think this is extremely important because regardless of financial or athletic background, anyone has the ability to become good at chess. You know, obviously, there are going to be some who are slightly better than others, but overall, everyone has the same ability to excel based on the amount of effort put in. And I think this is an extremely valuable lesson to learn because let's say you grew up with nothing. It can be very powerful to learn a new skill, get good at it, and then see yourself beating other people at something that you're doing yourself. That is, guys, that is absolutely excellent for confidence building. If you struggle with, if you're one who struggles with confidence, it does, I know it's not, it doesn't sound like a whole lot, but it does a lot more than you think. And let's provide another example. Let's say that there's a kid who grew up who was better than everybody in everything. Athletically, he was just gifted, or they were gifted. You know, that hurts a lot of people in a lot of ways, because when you grow up and you're just better than everybody at athletics, and then when you get to college or whatever, or the real world, out of high school, you know, sometimes life smacks you in the face. And if you have had no adversity in your life that you've had to develop yourself to get out of, then you might not know what to do when you hit a point that you're just, that people are beating you at. So that's important in both scenarios, in all scenarios. You know, practice makes perfect. That's BS. Perfect practice makes perfect. So go study chess. You know, practice chess. Play chess. And it'll help many, many areas of your life, I guarantee. So with that being said, I want to close out this episode introducing a new segment. The new segment is going to be the Prosperous Action Step for the Week. And what this is going to be, guys, is every week I want to give you guys a step in the right direction, or a step of guidance that you can follow that will, if you do nothing else, just doing these steps will at least make you better than the week before. And that's really all it is, guys. Just getting better than you were before. The next, every day, the next week, the next month, you know, small things add up. And when you're doing things to better yourself every day or every week, over time, you will fly past everybody. You will absolutely fly past everybody, and you will become the best version of yourself. Plain and simple. So, first, I want you guys to go download and make an account on chess.com on your phone or computer. There is an app along with a website. Chess.com is awesome. You can learn how to play. You can play bots. You can play people online. You can play your friends. You can do puzzles. You can play mini games. You can, there's a daily challenge every day. There's a huge community. Guys, chess.com is awesome. It's what everybody who does play chess, it's what they use. So I suggest you use it as well. It's got the most resources to help better your game. And after you make an account, your prosperous action step for the week is to first use chess.com to learn how to play chess. And second, play online, not the bots. That is very important. Play an actual person online, not the bots, until you win your first game. Gotta win a game. Now, that's really for the people who don't play chess already. For those of you who already know how to play chess, your action step is to win one online game every day for the next week. You have to win at least one game every day against a real person for the next week. Specifically, not the bots. I already said that before, but yeah. So that is this week's episode, everyone. In the comments, feel free to drop your chess ELO rating. I might drop my rating, you know. If you guys have any questions or have any topics you want talked about in the next episode, feel free to send me an email at pinksprosperitypodcast@gmail.com, or go to the new Instagram, send me a DM at pinksprosperitypodcast. And lastly, One thing I do want to say before we get out of here is that one of the main reasons I am doing this podcast is to keep myself accountable. I will further explain that here in just a second. But right now, for the first few episodes, we are just getting caught up with everything I've done in the past year or so. Soon after all of you guys are caught up to the present, this podcast is mostly going to be about what I and others are doing to better ourselves and what you should be doing as well to better yourself, to get ahead of everybody else so you can dominate whatever field you want to go in, your life, your fitness, your health, your mind. With that being said, thank you guys for coming back to listen to the Pink's Prosperity Podcast. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your week.